So, Chris Javid, welcome to the inaugural episode of the Delivering UBS podcast, and also a very big welcome to UBS and to the Hiscox team. I'd like to start off, I think, today by asking you what the Hiscox corporate broking pitch really means to you.
Well, maybe I should take that question first, and thank you very much indeed. Look, I think the best way of answering that question is to explain how Javid and I reacted after the transaction got announced. And what we did was we went through the list of names that UBS had as retained clients. And the one name that we were both most excited about was Hiscox. You and I have worked on the Hiscox account previously when I was originally at UBS. And so I'm very excited about rejoining the account. Personally, I've long admired Hiscox from a distance, and so I'm now looking forward to working much more closely with the team. Hiscox, for me, stands alone amongst its peers for the scale and presence in the London market, but also for the quality of its underwriting globally. I'm also very excited because of the growth prospects of the business, particularly in the digital retail side of the business. And naturally, it has always been able to attract and retain the best talent in the market. And personally, I really enjoy working with high quality businesses, and Hiscox is certainly that.
No, I agree with that, Chris. And I should have said actually welcome home rather than welcome to UBS. But now tell me, how, with you based in London, Chris, and with you based in the US, Javid, how do you guys operate as a global insurance team?
Well, again, maybe if I take the lead, and then Javid, interest in your thoughts on this. But just in terms of the facts, so we are a team of six MDs globally who are specifically focused on the insurance market, and that's split evenly between Europe and the US. I think I'm right in saying that represents a threefold increase following the Credit Suisse transaction. Of course, it's not just us MDs. We come with a deep bench of support. And for me, I think the success of the team really rests on three things. And they are, firstly, deep coverage of the sector, including all of Hiscox's peers. The second is connectivity, which I see as being absolutely vital. Insurance, after all, is a global business. And so as a team, we act globally. And you know, Javid and I speak every few days. He regularly makes a trip over to London. I make return visits to the US. And so I think that is crucially important. And I think the third factor that's very important is experience of working together. And Javid and I have experience of working on situations and transactions very successfully together across the Atlantic. I know that he has known George and other members of the insurance team for a very long time. And likewise, I've known Annalisa on the European team for the best part of two decades now. And I think all of that adds up to mean that we work very, very well in a very collegiate manner.
Thanks, Chris. So maybe we just step into Hiscox in the sector. How do you guys see the outlook for the SME digital market in the US?
Perhaps I'll take that question. It is, from my standpoint, a robust and growing sector, which Hiscox will continue to benefit from. There's a recent Oliver Wyman report that was put out that the SMB market, they were sizing it at about $110 billion. And there is a lot of white space that Hiscox can capture. And frankly, I would say Hiscox is ahead of the game in my dialogue with C-suite. Many folks are looking to make investments in the sector or are still having the build versus buy dialogue. Hiscox is already there. Hiscox has built that platform and is ready to go after, and is already going after profitable, high quality, underlying businesses.
Thanks, Javid. And when it comes to Hiscox, which peers do you see competing in this market, and how are they thinking about their SME operations?
That's a really good question. If I had to boil it down, I would look at Hartford, whom you're obviously very familiar with, given your partnership, Travelers, Selective Hanover, and CNA. Those are the names that are, large, portions of their business going after, the small commercial market. All of them have had the build versus buy technology platform debates. Travelers, as you're well aware, 5 years ago acquired Simply Business in the UK. There was a SBI platform. Hartford has built this de novo, largely, is my understanding. Selective in Hanover as well. And what is clear to me is, in particular, Hartford, that has, in my opinion, best-in-class disclosure, their small commercial business is one of the fastest-growing businesses within their collection of businesses. But also the difference between small commercial, mid, and national accounts, there's somewhere between 5 to 10 points of underwriting outperformance on underwriting profitability relative to their larger account business. But those are really the peers.
Thanks, Javed. A sector that you clearly know very well. And Chris and Javed, thank you for your time today. And we really look forward to working with you both going forwards.